This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Gladiolas, dahlias, cannas. These are bulbs we, in cold climates, can plant now for summer bloom. Alliums, oriental lilies, begonias, and bulbs I can't pronounce are also on that list. I made an impulse purchase and bought some pretty gladioli called Vista, a pretty purple and white glad with a red setter. These are going to add some pop to the perennial garden as they grow 40 inches tall and bloom from July to September. Glads need to be dug up after the first hard frost in the fall when the plants are done. Cannas are the same way, but they're so lovely. Their large tropical leaves really make a statement against a fence or standing sentry in sunny areas. The one caution is that, very quickly, you'll have way more of canna rhizomes than you need. I'm lumping them into the bulb category. Begonias are outstanding for the shaded areas of your landscape. I have a link on how to plant begonia tubers on my website, gardenbite.com. There's a little technique to it. Personally, I buy them at the local nursery for my hanging baskets and leave it at that. I have tons of pictures on my website of some stunning samples of all these summer blooming bulbs. Oh, and then there's the crazy beautiful dahlias. Oh, so many choices, it's ridiculous. A new one for 2019 is Layla Savannah Rose. This one is classified as a semi-cactus form. Its petals are a vibrant white with a rounded quill shape, edged in lavender. They're 5 inches across. Dahlias bloom from July into October in some areas. They're not winter hardy. Stash Layla Savannah Rose in with spent perennials. It grows 4 feet tall. See it on gardenbite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.